Secure, secure, secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagShoe portion. Tonight is Saturday night, so we're going to begin with the Alpha through Delta section of the RF section of the net. But before we do that, we're going to go through the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked in before. So starting with the pre-nets, we have W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you as night, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Good to have you as night, Mel. Hope you're doing well. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, and they are in Piedmont. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. K4XYM, that's Scott in Greenville. KX4YM, I might have said K4X, I meant KX4YM, Scott in Greenville. KG4WNP, that's Landon in Liberty. Let's see, we're Landon. No, Landon is in Cornelius, North Carolina this evening. There's no telling where Landon's going to be. it's different every time. NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, and KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in functionality. That is what it's there for. And we do have 3 Echolink stations. So now we're going to go to Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec. Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I am in Noonan, Georgia tonight. I will stay connected through the duration of the net, but I have no RagShoe and no traffic.
This is from South Carolina, and I'll stick around for some comments with you. Thank you for calling the net, Dave.
Okay, that's 2 of the 3 Echolink stations. If the 3rd Echolink station, if you don't have any audio and you want to type in, I can view that in the log if you type it in. I can't type back to you, but if you want to check in and you don't have audio on your Echolink setup, you feel free to type it in. And if I see it in the log file, I will get you checked in. Net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4QHV. That's Nick in New Bern, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're having a good time where you are and safe travels on your return. And KC4HAN, that's Chan, and he is in Easley, and I've got you down for comments, Chan, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. One more shot at Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. That's KQ4TGH. My name is Jonathan, and I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling in net 73.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4TGH. That's Jonathan and Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Jonathan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we're going to now take time for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net or have only done it a time or two and aren't really sure of the protocol. Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. It doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators out there this evening, but we will continue to try in the future and see if we can get some. I know we have test sessions and we also have training sessions for new amateurs, so hopefully we'll be getting some new ones before too much longer. And then, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta, stationed with the first letter in the suffix of your call that begins with A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that last station that called, you were only bringing the repeater up and letting it drop, bringing it up and letting it drop. Every once in a while, we'd hear a piece of a syllable, but no full syllables. And bringing it up and letting it drop. So before you talk for a long period of time, next time, check to see if you're making it in. We'd really like to get you checked in, but see if you can find a better spot or see if you can bump up the power or watch my signal while I'm talking to you if you're on a handheld and move it around and try to find the highest signal strength and then hold it still right there while you're trying to check in the next time. But see if you can do anything, because there's no audio most of the time, and once in a great while we got a single syllable. So before you hold it up for a long period of time next time, check, make sure you're making it in. And we're in the Alpha through Delta group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we're also the Delta my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Warsaw, and she'll also be negative and negative.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont. Good to have you with tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena we said hello, and also he's checking in via telephone relay. KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and she is in Ware Shoals. Good to have you with tonight, Rick. You and Lorena and Michelle, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And it looks like we've got another Echolink station or two, so we're going to give a short pause here for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello again, Dave. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, be negative or negative.
W4DJW, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen sounding good from Greenwood. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. And KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Sounding good from Brunswick, Georgia this evening, Greg. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here as well. Let's see, we're in the Alpha through Delta group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with A through D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net, and thanks for calling there, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I would like to recognize our Wednesday night and all things SwapNet Net Control Operator. That is KI4DOS, Gary, and Easley. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy and Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and my pleasure to call the net this evening. Take a break. Enjoy your weekend. Long weekend with no calling nets until Wednesday, hopefully. Let's see. We're still in the Alpha through Delta group. Station with the first letter in their suffix. It begins with an A through D. And would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, I was kind of hoping that station that brought it up in the very beginning was going to get in a better place and call us back, but maybe he's still working on it. Maybe he or she will get back with us in a little bit. We're going to bump it on up to the Echo Through Hotel Group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Now, control, if you would, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David, in Easley, again, KM4, GZG, and I will be in the...
DJW, keeping all the net, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Hotel, Kilo, X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, and Dave, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, but thank you for calling the net, sir.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, FK4HNR. This is Connor. I'm mobile over here in Cleveland tonight on HD, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David over in Clemson. No, I missed it. I missed it, David. Where is that? What's your QTH?
Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf. My QTH is Easley, South Carolina. Again, Easley, sir. Thank you.
Okay, David, that was my fault, not yours. I had Clemson in there for some reason. Anyway, I've got it to Easley now. Appreciate you being with us this evening. You sounded great into the repeater. That was all my fault, not yours. And we have KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's our Sunday night net control operator. And he is checking in from Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Patrick. My pleasure to be calling the net. And looking forward to your net tomorrow night. KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good as usual, and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And there might have been one in that group that I missed. If I missed any in that group, or if there are any, you know, no new Echolink stations. So if I missed anybody in that group, or anybody else in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Miss me, this is K4HNR, Kilo 4, Hotel November, Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
I knew I missed somebody, Connor. I had you in there, but something happened and it wiped it out. I pressed the wrong button or something. That was my fault. Next, I'd like to recognize K4HNR. That's Connor in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Connor. Appreciate your patience with me while I got you checked in. Or mobile in Cleveland, I think. Maybe is what that was. Good to have you with us this evening. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to move us up to the India Through Lima group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it is where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Good to hear you back on the radio again. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, I hope you and the same. You both are well.
Please tell Amy to bear with us. I said hello, and we all have a good weekend. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
Kilo 4, DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net. Sunday's at 8, so tomorrow night before Patrick's net at 9, Sid will be calling the 14664 net on Sunday at 8, so be sure and stop by and check in with him. I know he'd appreciate it, and I know you'll enjoy it. And Sid, do tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and hope you guys are doing well, and hope you have a fantastic weekend. Appreciate you taking the time to stop in and check in with us this evening. KK4JBQ, that is Larry. He is bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good as usual, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and do appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us for a little bit on a Saturday night. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called it before DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called it before DJW.
Net control. Oh, this is Kilo. November 4, November Delta Victor. KN4MDV, EDIS, visiting in Salem, South Carolina.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4NDV, November Delta Victor, that is Edith in Salem, South Carolina. Good to have you as a night, Edith. That's the first time I think you've checked in with me, or that's a new call sign one. Appreciate you being here this evening. We're here every single night. We'd appreciate you stopping by and check every night at 9 p.m. with most of the time a different net control operator. So appreciate you stopping by as often as you get the opportunity to do so. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and send to the negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB, that is Lloyd from Simpsonville. Lloyd, you sounding good. It's been a long time since I heard your voice on the radio. Good to hear you tonight. Hope you're doing well. And hope you have a fantastic rest of the weekend. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, it looks like we have another EchoLink station, so we're going to take a pause here and get our EchoLink station checked in. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Just got back from the Triumph soccer game. We won 5-1. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim and Berea, just back from the soccer game where they won 5-1. Never hurts to win. Hope you guys had a good time there, and hope you have a great rest of the weekend, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead and bump it up now to the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Capri, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Don.
Hey, Chris.
DW. Check in KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda, or Neasley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight. And would like to check in my brother, Randall, November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie. He's in Asheville. And my youngest brother, Charlie, his call is KF4GGF. And he's in Goose Creek. So hope everybody's having a good evening, Dave. Thank you for calling the net. KC4SKD.
4DJW. Again, Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Net control. Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Delta Charlie, KO4, RDC, Don, and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize my neighbor over here, Tom, stone throws away from my house, N0TR, And tell Miss Bernice we said hello, Tom. Good to hear you on the radio. And KO4QLG on the opposite side of Greenville over in Liberty is Chris. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Good to have you as night, Chris. You're sounding good as well. And our every other Friday night net control operator, that is KC4SKD, Larry, bringing with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda, and they're over in Easley. And Larry's bringing with him also his brother Randall, who is KN9TEC in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have Randall with us tonight. Tell him we said hello, Larry. And also KF4GGF, that's Charlie, who's in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Appreciate you bringing Randall, Charlie, and Rhonda with you, Larry, and looking forward to your net next Friday night. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Always good when you bring the family and your brothers in there. That's a good addition to the net. And then here's a special call. Haven't heard in a long time. This is my son, KI4THV. That's Danny, and he's in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you. It's not Danny. Your radio sounded fantastic. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4RCD, that's Don in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. You're sounding good. I think this is the first time you checked in with me. It is, unless that's a new call. So just let you know we're here every single night at 9 p.m., different net control operator. And appreciate you stopping by and checking in as often as you get the opportunity to do so. Do you have any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Yes, I think you have my call sign incorrect. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Delta Charlie.
That's what I have in the log. KO4RDC, Romeo Delta Charlie. I probably mixed some letters up. I apologize. That's my fault, not yours. It came out of the FCC database, and it was correct in the log. It was just me making a human mistake. So, but appreciate you letting me know, Don, because it is good to get it right over there. So very good that you let me know. Do we have any other stations, Quebec Through Tango, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the patient group. That's the Uniform Through Zulu group for a Saturday night. They're the last group in the grouping of call letters. If your first letter of your suffix of your call begins with a U through a Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. KT4WLD. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey, Lima, Bravo. I'm Roger and Traveler's Rest.
4DJW. In the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable here in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. And a special hello to Miss Edith down there, KN4NVD. She's from Georgia. Nice to hear you tonight if you're still listening.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Victor, X-ray, Zulu, KQ4BXZ. This is Matthew, and I'll be negative and negative. Mobile in Anderson, headed back to Oconee. Thanks for calling the net.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. This is Seth. I'm portable in Cleveland. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. I caught the beginning of your call first, Shane, so I already had you in the logbook. But do appreciate you being here from Cleveland this evening. You sounded great on the radio. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KQ4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. That's Roger and Traveler's Rest. Good to have you this night, Roger. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You sounded good. And KQ4, Victor X-ray Zulu. That's Matthew. And he is mobile in Anderson at the moment, from Westminster, but mobile in Anderson. Good to have you this night, Matthew. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4WJT, Whiskey Juliet Tango, and that is Seth, and Seth in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Seth. Hope all's going well with you, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We're in the Uniform Through Zulu group. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we may have everyone in that group, so we're going to go ahead and open it up to the large group, Alpha Through Zulu. If the first letter of the suffix of call If you've got a first letter in your suffix of your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Log in Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out.
4DJW. Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative. Over.
I hear you calling the net tonight. Sounding good. Sounds like you got a good one going for sure. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. His name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, Dave. 73, if you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize number 50, right? Number 50 on the check-in list this evening is KQ4GIK. That's Golf India Kilo. That's Wayne in Etowah, North Carolina. So, Wayne, since you're number 50, you get the door prize. That means you stop by on Wednesday night and check in with Gary and collect your door prize on Wednesday. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a fantastic rest of the weekend. And W4FHJ, that's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's as usual. Gene, good to hear you on the radio. Hope you're doing well. And our Saturday night, first Saturday night of the month, net control operator is AK4HR. That's Mike. He's in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. You sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening as well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Papa Bravo, Tail 4, IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville, 73 to everybody on the net tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4IPB, India Papa Bravo. That's Paul in Greenville. Sounding good, Paul. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And one more call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops or check-ins between RAG2ers. We do have one station on RAG2, and it is on Echo Link. So it's your turn, Chandler. You've got KC4HAN, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KC4HAN. I know it's been a while since I've heard you on the radio, Dave. Glad you're back and doing good. I had a good day today. I went up to Richard's house, KA3JCA, and we made about 8 or 10 contacts on HF. Some of those were TOTA stations, and others were in the CQDX contest. It was a great time. He showed me how to use the FTDX, and that's a really good radio. It's got real good receivers in it. I was impressed. I'm going to save up my pennies and my dimes and get me one. Other than that, Dave, how are you doing?
Well, Chandler, I'm glad you got the opportunity to exercise some HF bands. That is a lot of fun. I did see somewhere, I can't remember where it was, I saw somewhere where somebody said that 10 meters was open, low power 10 meters could go over to Europe. And I didn't, my antenna came down during the hurricane. Actually, the tree that it was attached to fell across my neighbor's yard. And it sprung it really hard, and when it snapped, it wrapped it around my VHF antenna. So, and it's like 30 feet high up in the air, and I don't get on that ladder at 30 feet high, so I don't know what I'm going to do to try to get that thing down. So I'm handicapped in not being able to do HF at all at the moment. But I'll do something. I'll figure something up. I might just put up my super loop and leave the mystery antenna wrapped around the VHF antenna until I can get the nerve to climb that high on a ladder. But anyway, I've been doing good lately. Been busy, lots of catching up work to do when you're out for a while, and there's the to-do list does not stop growing. Even though you're not knocking stuff off of it, it still continues to grow. So About to catch up and see daylight. Still have a bunch of wood in the backyard that needs tending to from the storm. How about you, Chandler? Haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you on the radio again. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Speaking of things, amateur radio, I've been getting into All-Star nodes and EchoLink nodes, and I did not know this, but I discovered through a friend of mine who's really hardcore into that stuff. If you get a clear node in an RF module, you can use All-Star and EchoLink, and also do DMR. You can do everything on a clear node. And what I think I like about that is that with the RF module, you can connect your analog radio to the clear node and talk on EchoLink through a radio. So I'm thinking about getting a setup like that here in a little while. That's kind of intriguing if you think about it.
Well, Chandler, the first half of your transmission, you might have been walking around on the phone, and the last half of your transmission, you might have been stationary because you didn't keep the repeater up for the first half. The second half was rock solid. So whatever you were doing for the first half, you want to continue. Don't do that again. Do whatever you were doing for the last half of the transmission because you were solid into there. And yes, All-Star and EchoLink are compatible. One Saturday morning, I think Alex over in Clemson, K4BAN, Alex in Clemson, connected their All-Star node to our EchoLink node, and it effectively linked the two repeaters. So if you talked on the Clemson repeater, it came out on the Breyers repeater. If you talked on the Breyers repeater, it came out on the Clemson repeater. So we were linked in there for a little while. It worked pretty good. The delay was minimal. All-Star's pretty fast. And the EchoLink was doing good that day, too. So they are compatible with each other. They do work. We were able to do that just on the spur of the moment, too. We didn't have to set anything special up to do it. I don't recall exactly how we did it back then, but they are compatible. So that is a lot to play with. You can invest a lot of time in that, Chandler. And you can tie up a lot of time getting all that working, but it is a good learning experience. It is a lot of fun. Back to you, KC4HAN, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I think I might invest a little time in that to learn about it. Just as an extra added note, if you need somebody with a truck to come help you haul off some wood, from your house to wherever you need it to go, feel free to give me a call, and I'll come help you out. I don't mind at all one bit. But that's all I have for you, and Dave, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate you coming back to me. I'll be clear after your final, and thank you again for coming back to me. KC4HAN, back to net control, 73.
Okay, Chandler. Yeah, I appreciate the offer to haul off the wood. I'm not hauling mine off. I am grinding it up. I've got a wood chipper. It's not a big one, but it gets the job done. It does limbs up to 3 inches in diameter. And I chip it all up, and then that makes for the woods in the back of the yard, in the back of the lot. It makes for a nice walking pad in the woods. So, and I've got a ton of that. I had 4 or 5 trees come down. Can't remember. But I got plenty of it. I've got a bunch of grinding to do. I'm not hauling anything off, but I got a bunch of wood chipping to do. And it is good to hear you. Been a while. It's good to hear you back on the air, and good luck with your experimenting with All-Star and Echo Link and that radio, and saving your nickels and dimes for that radio. They sure are pretty radios that are coming out these days. Appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the Net Chandler. Take care and look forward to doing it again in the future. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please speak.
Please check in.
My name is Tommy. Also, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude and Easley, negative, negative.
Okay, and I could like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Bring with him KQ4TBD, that's Angela in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you tonight, Tommy. I was wondering where you were. I was hoping you'd make it here before the end of the night. Good to have you with us tonight. And tell Miss Angela we said hello. And N4AZE, November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, that is Dude from Easley. Good to have you tonight, Dude. You sound fantastic on the radio. One last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that looks like we have everybody this evening. Please be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. Yeah, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73, and good night.
KQ4QHV, KQ4AKN. Are you still on frequency, Nick?
Hey, Chandler, good to hear from you, man. It's been a hot minute. Yeah, I'm still on frequency. How are you?
I'm doing all right, buddy. I hadn't heard from you in a while. I know I haven't been on the 610 in a little bit. Just wanted to do a little catching up. Last time I talked to you, I think we was talking about falconry. You said that since you had the amateur license, you could put a transmitter on the owl, and I think you said their transmissions would go farther out and not through it.
That is correct. I do have transmitters that transmit a UHF that's attached to the birds. I use hawks instead of owls. And we were in the process of getting those programmed with my call sign so that it could transmit that Morse code out every 10 minutes and keep us all in the legal area there.
Nice. Well, I've been doing a lot of DMR and HF lately, so I haven't been on the local RF in a while. I took the Kenwood out the truck right before the storm came. I was potentially going to sell my truck, and then I didn't. So I took it, and I hooked it up in the house temporarily the night that the storm came through so that I could hear K908 and WX4PG with any, weather-related traffic, something I might need to know about or something like that. And, I just ain't got it hooked back up in the truck yet. I'm kind of debating on if I want to hook it up in there, if I want to attempt to try and hook it up inside the house. Either way, I wouldn't mind as long as it could, I could do it and it worked just as good. Have you told me about getting the general license, Nick? I guess he got in the bad area. KC4HAN Monica.
Not sure why I dropped out there. What was the last thing you heard me on?
Well, I got you back just now. Excuse me. It may have just been a light spot. It happens from time to time. It ain't no big deal. I was asking if you thought any more about getting the general upgrade.
Yeah, sure. I'm in the market for getting one of those books so that I can study for that, but falconry season actually has just kicked off, and You know, it's taking a lot of the time that I'd normally use to study. And we got the South Carolina Falconry Association. Got the first time ever they're going to hold the field meet in Clemson this year. And so that takes a lot of work, too. So we're trying to work on that and get that all put together. It's only me and my previous apprentice that are holding general falconry licenses in the area. So we have a lot of prep work to do to get everything prepared to host all the falconers. And then I've got another apprentice this year, and so I've been working with her and getting her up to speed, and we're going to try and trap her first bird probably next weekend. So I've been real busy lately.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. You'll have to keep me updated. I'd love to see, love to know how that goes. Yeah, just when you get time, just study for it at your own pace. Don't get in a rush. It's a hobby. Have fun with it. You know, everybody around will, you know, don't keep telling you to get it, and, you know, it's not a bad idea to get it, but do what I did. Just take your time. It don't matter if it takes you 6 months or 6 years. If you get it, you get it. It don't matter how long it takes. But you don't necessarily need to have the book. If you go to handstudy.org and create you an account, and you use the study mode, it'll run you through the entire question pool. You'll see every question that could potentially be on that test. And it's really simple. You can do it. You know, it'll have the question, and then it'll have three or four answer choices, you know, A, B, C, or D, and it will light up red if you get the answer wrong, but it'll also show you the correct answer, and that will light up in green. If you remember the answer that is lit up in green for each of those questions, and you commit to doing that, there'll be a little thing called overall seeing and aptitude. You want to get your overall seeing to about 80 and your aptitude to about 80% on both of those. Once your aptitude and your overall seeing is at 80% and you take a few practice exams and you pass three or four practice exams, you will be ready to take the general test. And just remember that it's free to create the account, it is free to download the app, and I encourage you, when you feel that you have enough time, to get on there and start studying, because I would love to hear you on that trip one day. But like I said, take the time with it, don't be in a rush, it ain't no hurry. I've had fun with that trip, and I have my general, and I need to start studying for my extra. But, Nick, it's good talking to you tonight, buddy. And, if y'all hear tomorrow, give me a holler. I'll talk to you soon. Hope to catch you later on down the road, and I'm happy to hear from you. KC4AK, I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, this is KG4QHV with KC4HAN. Chandler, that is some excellent advice that you've given me, and I really appreciate all the information there. I had another really wise ham one time tell me that one of the best ways to study for the general license is to get that book and then black out all the incorrect answers. And that way I'm only exposed to the correct answers, and hopefully that will help me get the correct answers when it's time to take the test. You know, I've also been searching around a little bit for one of those 710s like you have there. Those things are like unicorns, I tell you what. Haven't been able to find one basically anywhere. I wish Kenwood had not discontinued that, which puts me in the market for the consideration of something different, like maybe a 5100A or an FTM 500. Both of those things I've been looking at, you know, so anyway, that's where we're at with the ham radio going on, and yeah, it was great talking to you, man. I'm glad you could get back on. I should be back on RF tomorrow and not have to use the NetLink here. So that's good news. Headed back from a trip that we made down to New Orleans last week. Had a good time down there. Weather was wonderful. People are wonderful. City is beautiful. It's a good time. Anyway, bud, it's good talking to you. And I'll be clearing 73s. KQ4 QHV. Clear.